Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Anne Pershard, who is the International Person of the Year this year. Anne, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, I come from the island of Jersey. The island of Jersey is 9 by 5, which is very small, and people just sort of can't quite make out how many people live on there, and I tell them it's 90,000. But anyway, it's a very beautiful island, and this is where the Jersey cow originated. So, of course, we're very proud of her. You know, when we see her in, here, yesterday's show, this wonderful cow looking so glorious.
And you are definitely have been a strong advocate for the Jersey cow. Obviously, that's why.
Yes, well, we were 4 girls at home. And my father was a tenant farmer during the war, and he was taken very ill. And, of course, in those days, there wasn't antibiotics. And so he spent a lot of the winter being poorly. And we were 4 girls, and I was the eldest. So we all had to muck in, you know. And I loved being outside with the animals, the horses, the pigs, the chickens and the cows. And I grew to love being outside on the farm.
Well, you've done a variety of things within the dairy industry, but just to highlight a few things that you've done.
Well, I think possibly being the first woman on the milk marketing board in Jersey, which was quite something, I think, with all these men. And then being on vice president of the Royal Jersey, which is our membership society. And then going on to the World Jersey Cattle Bureau, getting involved in that. And then eventually finishing up as president for 11 years. And that was incredible privilege and honor, but it was very hard work, but it's something I really love doing. And having wonderful council members like Calvin Covington and people from all over the world, Denmark, and you know, we've been hopefully been able to do a lot for the Jersey breed overseas. I think one of the important things was that we started going to the regional conferences, which were between the big international conferences, which are held 3 to 4 times every 3 or 4 years, to the regional conferences, which are held every year, which go to one of the developing countries, little countries like Guatemala, Ecuador, and Colombia, and countries like that, which has been absolutely fascinating for us, but also a great encouragement to the breeders there, having seminars there. And it's quite moving, really, to have these people so thrilled to think that members of the world fraternity would come and see them and sort of cheer them on.
Well, you've gotten so many awards, but what do you think about being named International Person of the Year?
Well, I think it is absolutely amazing. I wasn't expecting this at all because I finished my presidency in 2002, and I know I'm the patron, but I've been more or less on the back burner. I've been part of the council, but I'm not allowed to vote, and I've not got involved because you don't. And I just sort of taking a quiet back part, and then all of a sudden I got this amazing telephone call from Mark Clark to say I was the international world. It was quite moving, and I'm very honored.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Anne. I know you need to move along. Congratulations. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.